This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, we appreciate everything that you do to keep America rolling along. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start things out for the week is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, before we get started, folks, we do underline those two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Before we get started, I want to thank everybody that showed up at the Salem Conservative Summit Friday night in Sarasota. Had a good crowd, had a very enthusiastic crowd. Got an opportunity to meet a lot of the listeners that I have not met before. Made a lot of new friends. And to the people that we knew, we got a chance to renew some old acquaintances down there. And it was just great. And I've been really busy, Kyle, because coming up this week, we're going to get busier. Guess who's coming to town?
Well, I think that might be the president himself.
Yes, and I have been honored to be one of the veterans in a group of veterans that will have the opportunity to, I'm not sure if we'll actually meet the president face-to-face, but we'll be very close to the president within feet because we'll be sitting at a very prominent place when he does his rally, wherever the rally will be done from, and we don't know where it's going to be yet.
Well, that sounds really exciting.
Oh, it's going to be. I can't wait.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we've been told to wear our veteran shirts, our veterans caps, so you're going to see a very large contingent in the audience. All different ages of veterans, from the current Iraq and Afghan war to Vietnam to Korea to World War II. There's quite a cross-reference, and it's going to be a very large contingent.
Yeah, sounds like it really, really is going to be something.
Yep, can't wait. Now, in the meantime, the presidential horse race is on, folks, full speed ahead. Can Joe Biden keep up, Kyle?
No, the answer is no.
Can Kamala Harris keep up?
I don't think she can either.
Now, let me just try to figure this out. Is it the Biden-Harris ticket or is it the Harris-Biden ticket?
Well, I'm starting to think it's more Harris-Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, starting to think that. But, you know, of course, yeah, we joke a little bit. But obviously, I mean, there's something going on here. And you know, I can't imagine the Biden handlers and the Biden people really believe that Joe Biden would, and you know, not because some horrible thing would ever befall him, but I think he would step down at some point.
Well, this has all the makings of a couple of elections that many people in the audience will remember. First of all, George McGovern. Do you remember back then?
Oh, yes, George McGovern.
And then there was Michael Dukakis. You remember that one?
Oh, very well, yes.
Now, this has all the makings of both of that because, as normal for this Monday morning, I've got all the polls that have come out, and I've got some really, really, really fascinating numbers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the one that's the best of all of them. It's the push polls that come out from the Florida dude with his snap polls. Now, some may sound funny with a name, but this guy's good. You ready?
Yep.
1,000 registered voters called on the phone. Registered voters, not likely registered. Every one of these are registered voters. In Texas, Donald Trump, 55%. Joe Biden, 39%.
Wow. Yeah, that's big time.
Okay. Florida dude, snap poll, 500 registered voters called. In West Virginia, Donald Trump, 71%. Joe Biden, 23%.
That is really amazing.
It's
yeah.
just about what it was like the last time.
Yep.
All right. Florida dude, snap poll, 1,000 registered voters called in Pennsylvania. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, 51%. Joe Biden, 44%. That fracking crap killed him in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because, you know, they've been trying to walk that back all weekend.
It's not going to work.
No, it's not being successful. No.
Because Joe Biden, listen to me. Because Donald Trump was at a presidential rally yesterday. I was watching part of it on television before I flipped over to the football game that I wanted to watch. And he ran the video with all that stuff that Biden said. It was great. It was great. And there's no way the media could not cover it because it was there in the middle of everything. All right, well, let's keep going here. Florida dude snap poll, 500 registered voters in Alaska. Donald Trump, 57%. Joe Biden, 32%.
That's really, I mean, this is significant. Significant difference.
It gets better. It gets better. Here we go. Hello, Minnesota. Florida dude snap poll. 1,000 registered voters called in Minnesota. Donald Trump, 48%. Joe Biden, 44%. I've been telling people the Blue Lives Matter wave is coming. Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, they're sick of this. Defund the police. It's coming. They're going to nail these freaking local politicians to the wall that tried to defund the police department. Mark my words. Folks, hold on. I got more. This is really getting good. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a non-drug-related product that will help you get rid of pain, swelling, inflammation. And I'm telling you, I've been taking it for almost 5 years now. It works for me. It lowers, eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living. It stops the inflammation that you have in your legs and your ankles and your arms or whatever. And it just works. That's all I can tell you. It just works. And it's got four natural ingredients that work for everybody. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, and it just decreases discomfort. And it also supports healthy joints and muscles because it helps the body repair itself because of the ingredients that are in there. So, why don't you try the 3-week quick start? It only costs $19.95 by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And oh, by the way, Christmas is coming. This would make an excellent Christmas gift for someone who had pain, who wanted to get out of pain, but was afraid to do something on her own. This is the perfect Christmas gift, the $19.95 3-week quick start. So I'm just putting that out there for what it's worth. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to continue going on the Florida Dude snap poll because it gets better. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Florida Dude snap poll. 2,000 registered voters called in New York State. You ready?
Yep.
Biden 52%, Trump 42%. No surprise there because that's because of New York City, right?
Right, right.
However, once you get north of Poughkeepsie and go upstate, it is 61% for Trump and 34% for Biden once you go upstate.
Well, that is just, again, you know, this is all just speaking volumes, Captain, about
and again,
what's really going on.
These are registered voters, Kyle. Now, here comes another big one. Florida Dude Snap poll, 2,000 registered voters called in Ohio. Are you paying attention, Ohio? Trump, 54%. Biden, 41%. Again, this changed dramatically with two things, the debate and then Joe Biden's fracking comments.
Well, that's right, because the debate was good for Donald Trump, the second debate, where he did very, very well. And, again, was able to articulate so many of the great things about the first Trump term and how it's affected everyday Americans. It was a home run.
And then I've got, before I get into the national poll that the Florida Dude Snap poll did, I've got a Florida Dude Snap poll here in Florida. And Donald Trump has 53%. While Joe Biden has 49%.
Very interesting.
And
a
the
bit
other
closer, yeah, but
plus 4%. Yeah, and the difference in the numbers of the people that are either undecided or voting for someone else. Now, Rasmussen, in their poll over the weekend, Rasmussen has Trump up by 3%. So there's two significant polls right there that have Donald Trump up in Florida. I am not surprised based on everything I know and have seen.
Well, right. And, of course, this tracks with the enormous, support that Trump sees at these rallies. So many people coming out, and then you get a few people coming out to what I call, over the weekend I was watching these things on the news, and I just call them a beep beep rally, where suddenly they have cars there and they beep at Joe Biden as he talks, and there's just, you can hear it. There's a few of them out there beeping, but it's just nothing like a Trump rally.
Now here comes the national poll, the Florida Dude Snap poll, national poll. They called 5,000 registered voters. 5,000 registered voters. Donald Trump, 50.8%. Joe Biden, 43.8%. That's 7%.
That is very significant. Now, you match these up against some of the big-time suppression polls, and you get a real different picture, obviously. But these particular polls may be showing that what they call the shy Trump voter or the other.
Exactly. There you go. Bingo. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, here we go with a couple of questions that were asked in the poll. Is the Biden-Harris campaign worse than the McGovern campaign was in 1972? The result was 92% say yes and 7% said no. Oh, my God, that's great. All right, and here's another one. Nancy Pelosi, will she be the impeachment speaker if Democrats retain the House? In other words, she's going to turn around and try to impeach Trump again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would definitely be their plan. But watch out. Even if the Democrats retain the House, Captain, there's trouble in paradise because AOC would want to maybe, see some change there.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah. AOC is not going to support Nancy Pelosi for speaker the next time around. They're going to put up their own candidate. Watch and see.
Oh,
and they're starting to get support. Now, the result on that one was 57% said yes, Nancy Pelosi will be the impeachment speaker, while 43% said no. And that's the results of that poll. Now, that's the Florida Dude Snap poll. Now, I've got something else coming out here. While Florida's mail-in voting, Democrats still hold a commanding lead, Republicans can now boast a large advantage with the in-person early voting. More than 2 million Floridians have voted in person, according to the Florida Division of Election Reports as of Sunday at 11 a.m. Among those, nearly half of the registered voters were Republicans. Here's the latest numbers. Republicans, 926,456. Democrats, 696,118. That's an advantage of, let's see here, 230,000 Republican. But here's the other one, the other mix in here. No party affiliation, 353,718. Normally, those go more for the Republican than the Democrats, so the Republicans, I would say right there, have got a pretty good solid lead, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Democrats have built up a large edge in mail-in absentee ballots. Democrats in Florida have 1.7 million. Republicans have 1.1. And here's where the rubber meets the road. No party affiliation, 765,000. So if you take that number and use the basic statistics that we can go by in the past, we've got just about 50-50 when it comes to the mail-in votes, using the NPAs as a guide. And then finally, there's still a number of absentee ballots provided that have yet to be returned. Democrats, 927,000 absentee ballots that have not been put in. Republicans, 711,000. No party affiliation, 587,000. And that pretty much means that we've got another two, one of those even-steven type deals there. Now, according to a CBS News poll, October the 20th to October the 23rd, Biden has a 2-point edge over Trump amongst registered voters with 50% support and 48% for the president. Again, that's CBS polls, which leans hard to the left.
Yep, that's right.
And when asked which candidate can better handle the economy, it was Donald Trump, 56%, the balance going to Joe Biden.
Yeah, very interesting right there. You know, and again, Captain, you know, I think that, yeah, a lot of these mail-in ballots have come back from Democrats, but mm-hmm. I think we're in a year where not all Democrats are just mm-hmm. automatically voting for Biden. I think you've got a lot of Democrats who are walking away.
Yeah, and here's the latest from Rasmussen. In the daily job approval for the week ending on Saturday, the job approval rating for President Trump was 51%. In addition, this poll says, and this is what I just got done telling you, that he holds a 3-point lead over Joe Biden in Florida. Also, in North Carolina, incumbent Republican Tom Tillis and Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham are running even in the California Senate race. The Republican is favored there, though, because of what's happened recently. And The Republicans are much more enthusiastic about a second Trump-Biden debate, and the results, they're also 2-1 over the Democrats in terms of people that are actually displaying signs and all that sort of stuff, which, by the way, suddenly over the weekend, we saw some signs show up for Joe Biden in the area, but they're saturated, like in one area, they're not out around like the other ones are, so there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come right back, we'll have more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I got stuff to go on here because we had a situation in New York City. Van Jones is in trouble, and wait to hear all this.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stop playing politics with a COVID vaccine. That's the message from Vice President Mike Pence to his opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. He tells Fox News that calling into question any coronavirus vaccine produced under President Trump is playing politics with people's lives.
We're not going to distribute a coronavirus vaccine until the FDA, independent board, independent evaluation all say that it's safe and effective for the American people. So to have Kamala Harris three times in a row refuse to say that she would take a vaccine that was produced under the Trump administration, in our own vice presidential debate, to say that she wouldn't trust a vaccine from the president.
Last month, Biden had questioned whether a vaccine that had been rushed through the approval process would be safe and effective against the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder was in town in Sarasota on Friday night, and he enjoyed being down there. They treated him like the royalty, radio royalty that he is, and I had a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and I let him know that his Minnesota story, he was going, and by the way, in Minnesota, the Republicans suddenly have a lead. And I let him know why they had that lead. And he looked at me like, huh? He didn't even realize about the Blue Lives Matter thing. But then again, that's what happens. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, Geico, GEICO.com. That's their website. They've been with me, or I've been with them, rather, for 15 years, and they constantly save me money on my insurance. I know because I do cost comparisons. Now, I've also got my homeowner's policy tied up with my car insurance, which gives me a much better rate. So go over to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com, and get yourself a quote today. Just type in your zip code, and they'll tell you what you want to know. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday, Trump supporters crashed a Biden rally. Not an unusual occurrence, right?
No.
And Joe turned around and called them chumps when they started collaring 4 more years.
Well, I was watching one of these Biden rallies over the weekend, and what I call the beep beep rallies, I said earlier, where they beat their horns at him. I think he had just gotten finished talking about he was going to be a president for all Americans, and then called the people who are the Trump supporters way over there a bunch of chumps. And I thought, That's a mixed message if ever I heard one.
Yeah, and of course, then President Trump said that the Biden rallies have tiny crowds. Well, they do.
They sure do.
Even Barack Obama, with the group that he spoke in front of, the 240 cars in the drive-in lot and in the one place where he went and spoke to people in person, 42 people.
Is that the one where he had the bullhorn?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so here you have a former president of the United States on the street corner, basically with a bullhorn.
Mm-hmm. 42
yeah.
people.
Yeah, so that the optics on that aren't good, but there's something else going on there too, Captain, and that is they keep going on about Donald Trump. I thought this election was about, you know, moving America forward and fixing COVID and all this stuff. And they do mention those things from time to time, but if they were winning this in a walk, if they were running away with this, they wouldn't be focused on Trump.
Yeah,
as much as they are.
Now, CNN's Van Jones was literally smashed by the liberals for saying that Donald Trump had done good stuff for the black community and does not get enough credit. And they went after him with a vengeance.
They sure did. And I guess, you know, this puts him in the same category as, oh, I don't know, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're going to try, are they going to cancel Van Jones now? I mean, this is ridiculous. And, you know, because, again, you know, we should be able, all of us should be able to have independent thought, and we should be able to say things, but yet for some reason, you know, this guy just, he can't catch a break with that. And, you know, I don't agree, and neither do you, I'm sure, with all the stuff Van Jones ever says or does, but we should be able to have good and better conversations the way that he started that. And so it's really very unfortunate.
Now, we had a massive Jews for Trump rally in New York City, and it was a pro-Trump caravan, too. Mayor Rudy Giuliani was involved in it. His vehicle was attacked with rocks, eggs, and paint. And some people were beaten up on the street by Black Lives Matter supporters, some of them not wearing masks, so they were easy to identify. The police, who weren't very far away, jumped into the matter and tried to bring it under control as quickly as they could. But one of the police officers, while this was going on and the rally was actually peaceful at the time, said Trump 2020 or something like that on his bullhorn on his car. And somebody complained about it, liberal, of course, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said there would be action against the NYPD officer caught praising Trump. Well, there was, and he suspended him.
Wow. Well,
and let me tell you something. That cop is going to own Bill de Blasio very soon.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. And also, Captain, I think it really shows that, you know, among the law enforcement, in this particular instance, among law enforcement, they know who has their back. They know it's not de Blasio, and they know it's not Biden and Harris, but they do know that it's President Trump and Vice President Pence. They will never, ever give up their support for the people in blue. Put that badge on and go out there and keep us safe.
Well, to my brothers and sisters listening to me in New York, the NYPD, and the $1 billion that was defunded from your department, and the Detective Bureau, the plainclothes Detective Bureau that was also disbanded, and the crime that's been increasing, I told the Salem National people that were here to their faces that a Blue Lives Matter wave was coming to New York City, and they were going to be shocked at the results, especially with the local politicians up there, the aldermen, the councilmen, that are going to be voted out of office.
Yes, and Captain, I think everybody's going to be so busy on election night seeing this just sort of go across the United States, but especially in places like New York City, like you're talking about, there are going to be some major stories, major.
The national media will not report this for hours until they can see what's actually going on.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yep, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, CNN's host Jake Tapper had Nancy Pelosi on his program. And he literally grilled her on Sunday over why she continues to block passing additional coronavirus-related aid that millions of Americans desperately need, all while blaming the White House. Now, isn't that amazing? What a deal.
Well, you know who's emerging out of a lot of this, Captain, is Jake Tapper. I think he's getting such an education. I mean, Dr. Jill Biden shut him down because he mentioned the word gaffe. And remember, she said, this was a couple of weeks ago or something, she says, no, you can't, don't mention that, we're not going there. And, you know, because evidently that was a verboten subject. Then, of course, you know, he was trying to talk to the Biden spokesperson who kept saying that it was unconstitutional for the president to nominate a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And so he was trying to explain to them that's, you know, and they said, well, the American people want this or that. He says, that's a poll. That's not the Constitution. He's actually trying to explain these things to people like they're 4 years old. And I think he's getting a real eye-opening awakening here.
Well, I know he is. And the other thing is that when we talk about all of this, we need to talk for just a second. You mentioned the Supreme Court justice. Now, she they voted to send the nomination to the floor of the Senate. They have 30 hours from when this was done. So sometime Monday evening, don't know the exact time, sometime Monday evening when the clock strikes the 30th hour, they will be voting on Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be the next Supreme Court justice of the United States. Now, this will probably happen a little bit before we come on the air, so we'll be reporting about this. But, of course, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer is going to try to delay it again, but it's not going to work because they've been limited to the amount of debate time they can have, you know, to argue over whether or not she's a good or a bad candidate.
Right. And you know, when she came out of committee, was voted out of committee there, you know, the Democrats, they just abstained. They didn't show up. So I don't think the Democrats aren't going to show up again. But again, is it a legitimate process or not? I mean, you know, they're not even going to be consistent with that. But I think she will be confirmed. There's no doubt.
Now, Joe Biden went on television to do some Pennsylvania TV interviews, and I don't know what he was thinking. But, of course, he got grilled on the oil and gas comments that he made, especially from stations in western Pennsylvania and Harrisburg and Philadelphia. He got grilled about that. Well, he got mad.
Yeah. He did.
He got mad.
Yeah, and that's
he just about lost it. Not quite, but he came close.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's and you know, even the Saturday Night Live people have picked up on the Joe Biden has to keep it together and not be too mad kind of thing. Because yeah, that's what will happen with Biden. And of course, it's completely expected that they, especially in Pennsylvania, that they would be asking about things like that. If you say you're going to get rid of tax breaks for oil companies or any existing subsidies and things like that,
yeah.
That's just
yeah.
Right to the heart of the matter. Yeah.
In the meantime, then we had Kamala Harris caught on a hot mic checking with the rally, checking about the rally location, saying, "Are we in Cleveland?"
Yeah, I saw that. That's right, yeah.
And where was she?
Was she in Cleveland?
No.
Yeah.
She was in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's wild.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one for the night. And we do have a snowstorm moving out across I-80, I-70, part of I-64, down to I-40. It's going to be an interesting night west of the Mississippi River, headed out towards the rocks. So we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on the Monday morning edition with tomorrow's news tonight. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot and Flying J closest to you. Now, remember, pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You pull on in there. And tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Oh, by the way, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, too. Get yourself points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the stuff that you buy in the travel store, and use them later for discounts as well as other great deals that they offer. Okay, so Truckers Highway Report kicks out this week, and here we go.
Say you know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Leap in the hoopla, seeking in your fight. Got too many runaways.
righty, that's it. Jefferson Starship. We built this city on rock and roll. A little bit of classic rock and roll there for you. I'll tell you what, that brings back some memories, Kyle, doesn't it?
It sure does. I love that line, knee-deep in the hoopla. That's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're knee-deep in some hoopla right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement because, folks, not only have we got a snowstorm going on, say, on portions of I-80 south down to I-70, down to I-40, down to I-20, I-10, we've also got a tropical storm, soon to be hurricane, coming back into the Gulf, and holy cow, here we go, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and possibly the panhandle of Florida, all involved in this one, again, number 27. So, let me talk about the snowstorm first. Heavy snow will continue to spread south along the Rockies through Monday and into Tuesday. An area of freezing rain and sleet is forecast to develop over portions of the southern plains to start the week. Meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will continue. Critical fire weather conditions from California into southern New Mexico below where the snow is. And Zeta is the name of the tropical storm, is forecast to become a hurricane. Tracking north through the Gulf of Mexico will be around towards the middle or latter part of the week. Take it away, Kyle. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, actually, we're going to start tonight in the southwest, and we've got a freeze watch around Tucson, Arizona. So if you're coming across I-10, heading up towards I-8, you've definitely got a freeze watch going on right there. In Phoenix, looks like it might be a little bit warmer, but basically you want to be careful there down around Tucson. As you come across I-8, you're going to run into, between Yuma and El Centro, you can run into a blowing dust advisory. This is down in the Southern California area near El Centro. And that's because we do have some fire danger, fire weather here in Southern California. We have high wind warnings that are building up. We're expecting it here in my area overnight and into tomorrow if they materialize. And that means that, of course, fire danger is higher. So we've got fire weather warnings all over the Mojave Desert, moving all the way up through Fresno. This is mostly in western California, west of the Central Valley. And then up in the Northern California part, Captain, this is where it really gets pretty intense, because they've already started cutting power off to people up there in advance of wind warnings and so forth that they have going on up there. In Southern California, maybe 71,000 or so could get their power turned off on Monday, but we've got to wait and see. But again, these are precautionary because they don't want other fires to start. Going up the 5 freeway through Oregon, we do have a freeze warning near Portland, running all the way up from Eugene through Salem to Portland. Also in Seattle, frost advisory there. Right now in Portland, it's about 38 degrees. Seattle will see about maybe 42 on Monday. Now we round over to Montana, where, of course, we've been having all that snow. And in Montana, especially in the Missoula area, they've gotten about 13.8 inches of snow. And for their area, that was 100-year snow. It means it's the most snow they've gotten in October in 100 years. They've also broken some other records with temperatures, very, very low temperatures. So in that area, also in Great Falls, they've had 28 inches cumulatively of snow, and it's the word of the day is snow. It looks like we're not going to get a lot more of it for another few days or so, but the snow is on the ground. At 4th of July, of course, they've got a lot of snow up there, and so right now they're just looking at very cold temperatures, and when you factor in the wind chills, it is very cold. We're talking well below zero in many cases. And as you mentioned, Captain, we've got winter storm warnings and advisories all the way down through southern Wyoming, through Cheyenne, and Laramie came in at minus 3 degrees. Wow, so that is cold. All the way down the I-25 corridor, winter storm warnings, and that reaches all the way down through into Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, I-25 all the way from Alamogordo, New Mexico, once you climb up on top of the rocks, and by the way, if you're going over towards Roswell, Ruidoso, winter storm warning, down into Roswell, over into western Texas, Midland, Texas, Odessa, Pecos, that area, all the way north, all the way up to Amarillo, and then the western part of Kansas, winter storm warning, going up 76 into Nebraska, western part of Nebraska, I-80, winter storm warning, coming out of Laramie and Cheyenne, winter storm warning on 80 there. Winter weather advisory is out in front of that, for Nebraska, I-80, all the way east over into Iowa. It's moving to the east, of course. Kansas, the entire state, winter weather advisory. Half of Missouri right now, winter weather advisory. Half of Oklahoma, winter weather advisory. And the winter weather advisory goes all the way down to the Mexican border tonight. So, old Mexico might be getting some old coldio weather-io with some snowio. Now, let me see here. Here we go on our hurricane. Wow, and it's not a hurricane yet, but it's going to be. Now, I'm going to read the statement that I've got here with this and just let it go. Hurricane conditions and storm surge are expected in portions of the northern Yucatan Peninsula, Mexico, Monday night and early Tuesday. Tropical storm conditions will occur over the extreme western Cuba on Monday through Wednesday. Heavy rainfall is expected from Zeta across portions of central and western Cuba, the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, the northeastern Yucatan Peninsula, Mexico, southern Florida, including the Keys. This rainfall could lead to flash flooding in urban areas. Zeta is forecast to be at or near Category 1 hurricane strength when it approaches the northern Gulf coast of the United States on Wednesday. Sometime Wednesday over Thursday, we should be seeing this hit anywhere from the western part of Louisiana all the way over to the panhandle of Florida. Take your pick. We don't know where it's going yet, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. That it would be, again, just another major problem if it comes in about where
lots of rain in areas where they sure as hell don't need it.
That's exactly right.
Yep, and let's hope if it hits Louisiana, it won't be that much rain because it'll be further to the east. But I'm telling you, you people that have been flooded out not once, not twice, not three times, this could be number four.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And it's been a lot this season.
Yeah, and anybody that's traveling across I-10, the over-the-road truckers going back and forth east to west, you want to start paying attention to what's going on from Houston east towards Pensacola. You want to start paying attention, and I'll let you know if you need to stay off that road come about tomorrow night. Probably this one I'll have a better idea. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America coming back, and we got a lot more stuff to tell you about, including what's going on with the Vice President and his staff, and also the Freedom of Information Act.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.